My name is Alan Sefton, and I'm head of Arsenal in the community.
And I know this will be one of those really difficult questions to answer, but in a nutshell, what does Arsenal in the community mean?
It is a difficult question. Key focus is that we use football in many different ways. We always try to add something. We've got big education programs that are linked to football. The resources and the materials, for instance, are about Arsenal and football. And people that take part in them play football as well. Our football for partially sighted people is one of the oldest programs that we've been doing within our community program. We will work with Alan Francis, who looks after the disability program. He's got plenty of people that he is involved with, and if they want to do things that we do, he will naturally refer them to us. The first club that we started and forged a relationship and got us into this side of community activities was the Metro Sports Club for the Blind many, many years ago.
You've mentioned that you work alongside Alan with disabled supporters within the community roles as well. What kind of experiences have you had where you'll kind of work together with different people coming along to your match days?
I remember one interesting story was that I was coming into work here on the underground and got to know the station master. He grabbed me as I was going through and said, "Alan, I wonder whether you can help us. We've got a blind supporter. Her husband, unfortunately, is in hospital at the moment. She goes to home matches every week religiously, and now she's got no one to take her, unfortunately. Could you try and arrange it?" So very quickly, it was quite easy to get a rota together. And then she said to us, "You know, I like going to away games as well." So where we can, we provide the escort, can say, I think, with a certainty that it's a highlight for her week.
What would be the best way for people to get in touch with your community sections and find out more about what you have going on?
All our details are on arsenal.com. That's the easiest.
Hello, my name is Alan Francis. I'm Arsenal Disability Relations Officer. I've been at the club for just over 11 years.
And what does that mean? What does your role involve?
My role involves leading a small team which looks after all disabled supporters and visitors coming into the club. Tickets, membership, parking arrangements, and making sure all the facilities and services that the club provides to all supporters are accessible to our disabled supporters as well.
I'm going to assume that I know the answer to this already, but did you get involved in this role because you yourself are a football supporter and having football as a part of your life is important to you?
Yeah, I've always been a big football fan since my dad took me to a game at the age of 10, but I never thought I'd ever get a job in football, so this was my dream job.
Walk me through a typical day for someone who may have a visual impairment that's going to be coming to the club to watch a match day.
First of all, they become members of Arsenal Football Club because all our tickets, whether they're disabled and non-disabled, go through our membership schemes. So first of all, the visually impaired person would become a member. That would give them two membership cards, one for themselves, one for their enabler. They then book a particular game, they come along to the game. They may go into the Disabled Supporters Lounge, which is available outside the stadium pre-match. They would then go into the stadium. If they had a guide dog, they could use our guide dog toilet facility, which was the first ever one at a Premier League club. Once inside the stadium, they could hear our dedicated audio description commentary service, which they could receive anywhere in the stadium. Hopefully enjoy the game, hopefully enjoy a win. A couple of days afterwards, they could download the audio version of the matchday programme from our website free of charge.
And for any prospective supporters who are listening and might want to get involved, what's the best way to get in touch?
You could contact the Disability Liaison team on 020 7619 5050. And you can also get information from the Disabled Supporters Information page on arsenal.com. If you click on the heading Tickets and Membership, you'll see Disabled Supporters Information as a heading in a drop-down list.
Are the stewards that you have working here specifically trained to work with visually impaired people or anything like that?
All our stewards, all 800 plus stewards who are on a match day receive disability awareness training. On top of that, we have a dedicated disability liaison team, match day service, which is myself and my two colleagues, and we are here to assist in any way we can any disabled supporter on the day.
Looking back in recent years of development of how disability services have changed in football clubs, have you seen much of a change recently?
I think the 2012 Olympics was so successful with the way they dealt with customer services. That is something that clubs have taken on board, not just for disabled supporters, but for all supporters.
And ticket prices, are they different for a disabled person?
Yes, half price for the disabled person and free for their enabler.
While I was looking things up before I came in, I came across a scheme called Arsenal for Everyone. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That's a club-wide thing, where we do celebrate all the diversity of Arsenal's fans. Disabled, non-disabled, various religions and sexualities. Arsenal for Everyone means exactly what it says.
Hello, my name's Brian Manby, and I'm a visually impaired supporter, season ticket holder of the Arsenal.
And how long have you been a supporter of Arsenal?
Well, I started supporting the Arsenal some 50 years ago.
What do you like about being a member of the supporting group of Arsenal?
I'd call it something like the Arsenal Standard. It's very difficult to define, but it's the best that you can come across. You have to go back a bit. I mean, I was at I was fortunate enough that I was a member at Highbury. I was a season ticket at Highbury. And before the Emirates was even built, they did a presentation for the disabled people, visually impaired and disabled people, to tell us all about the new stadium and how it was going to be. In the old stadium, the visually impaired, we all sat in one area. When we moved to the Emirates, you had the choice of you could sit where you wanted, anywhere in the stadium. To achieve that, they had a facility set up where you could go along and you could choose your seat. You could even see what the view would be like from that seat, whether you could see properly or not. I'm fortunate enough that I use a monocular for one half of the game and a telescope for the other half of the game, and I can follow the game. But it's the commentary that makes the difference, because although I can see people, I can't distinguish features, etc., and the commentary makes it all so much easier.
You mentioned that aspect of being able to choose where you sit. How much of a difference does that make in making you feel like a part of the Arsenal community?
It's just part of the Arsenal Standard. I mean, you could tell there was thought went into it. You had freedom of choice, which rather than this is what you've got, take it or leave it.
Is there anything else that you've particularly noticed in the way that facilities for visually impaired audiences and supporters have changed in recent years?
I can only personally speak about the Arsenal because I don't travel away to away games. I only come to the Emirates. The introduction of the lounge. It's a facility that the disabled community or supporters can use. One of the lovely things about it is that, if you're travelling long distance, which some people do, you never know what time you're going to get here. If you get here early in the middle of winter, it's somewhere where you can go and get a cup of tea and a biscuit. If it's a Sunday game, you can see the previous game on the television that's in there as well, and the facilities. And the other good thing, from a personal point of view, is that you're in there with other disabled people. It appears, well, it may sound strange, but you forget that you're disabled because everybody in there, you know, they're laughing, they're joking, and it is like a little pre-match community where you all get together and then you all go off to your own various seats. So one thing I'm always impressed with is that if you have a problem, you only have to ring up and either speak to Alan or his team, and nothing's too much trouble, and you're always made to feel welcome. You mentioned earlier on about stewards being trained. Sometimes your battery will run out on your radio, and you only have to turn and ask one of these stewards, any steward, and they're always around. And if they haven't got a battery or anything, they'll soon contact the disabled liaison team, and within, you know, a matter of minutes, you're there. It just runs so smoothly. It's so appreciated as well.
So walk me through a typical match day for you when you come in ready to watch a game.
Well, a typical match day for me is is that I leave home about 12 o'clock, come down, walk in. If we've got time, we go into the lounge, hopefully. If not, we go straight into the ground. But again, just getting into the ground is all so smoothly, because when you get there, it's hello, how are you? And because you see the same people every week. And it's just a whole atmosphere.
Looking forwards, is there anything that as a supporter you'd like to see changed, or is there anything that you think could be improved?
A couple of years ago, they introduced pre-match the playing of The Wonder of You by Presley. To sit there and listen to some 50,000 fans singing that. I say 50,000 because the 10,000 opposition supporters wouldn't sing to it. but it was something brilliant, and it was just incredible. And they've stopped playing it, so I personally would love to see that come back again. And that shows you how good everything is, if that's all I can think of.
Brian, thank you so much for speaking to Insight Radio.
No, it really has been a pleasure.